This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another dude we got to know is this guy named Ryan Ketoff, professional skydiver instructor. We met him as the Naked Skydiver. So he used to live in Kansas City, and that's how we ended up getting to know each other. And he set these world records. I started skydiving in 16. In 21, I believe it was, he jumped 60 times in 24 hours completely naked. That is a lot of that's a lot of time in the wind for everything. You know what I mean? And of course, it made all kinds of headlines. And he realized he got so much attention that he wanted to do something more with it.
Hailing from Omaha, Nebraska, our next guest is an accomplished skydiver and motivational speaker who made headlines in 2021 after setting a new Guinness Book record for naked skydives, performing 60 in a 24-hour period, all to bring attention to mental health and suicide prevention. In 2023, along with 26 other skydivers, he set a record for the largest naked tandem formation. He has his sights set on breaking the naked skydiving record again with 100 in 24 hours, and he has founded the nonprofit adventure therapy organization, Skydive First Project, helping vets, first responders, and others deal with PTSD and more. Please welcome friend of the show, Ryan Ketoff.
You realized a long time ago that there is something about skydiving. There's something about anytime you push yourself against what you're afraid of, anytime you put yourself in that situation to have that full emotional throwdown, it is it's cathartic. And after a little bit of studying, you got together, you realize for PTSD, for anxiety, for facing fears, for learning to control the fear, it has an amazing ability to help people.
It has an outstanding ability to help people. And you know, Johnny, I talked to you about it after my first world record. I truly believed in all of that because I was a product of it myself.
Right.
But then I kept going. And now I have a medical team and doctors that actually understand what's going on in the chemistry of the brain while it's happening. And they're putting it all together saying, hey, kid, you were right.
Yeah, I mean, isn't it great? What do they call that? Exposure therapy. And it is basically like desensitization. So we all get scared. Some of us deal with it in different ways. Our brains are all different. Listen, it's not because, you know, we laugh on the show and call people a pussy or whatever, but some people experience fear at a much greater level than others do, and anxiety at a much greater level. And until you've walked in those shoes, all kidding aside, you don't know what it's like. And facing something like this in a safer, controlled, and structured environment gives you the ability. I'm a little out of my ass on this, Ryan, but after reading up on it, I feel like I've got a grip on it. Like, it gives you the ability when you feel the anxiety, when you feel the fear, when you go through these things, how do I deal with it?
Absolutely. And that feeling has been dissected even further now that we can see the serotonin and the dopamine and all of that that's being released in the brain while it's happening. I'm terrified of heights, man, and I did not want to skydive my first skydive. I physically, like, just couldn't do it. Peer pressure made me do it, and the second we left the airplane, I felt great and was like, okay, so there's got to be something here. And I have almost 2,000 skydives today.
It's so funny because I will tell you, that's my experience with skydiving as well. I hate skydiving in an airplane. Once I leave the plane, I was completely okay with it. But the ride up and the way out, that was, to me, the least pleasant part, because that's where all the fear happened.
It is, but that's where you're facing the fear the most. And it's kind of unique, as opposed to some other adventure therapies, is maybe kind of like rock climbing. You get stuck. Once you're in that airplane and you're strapped to your instructor, or if you're jumping by yourself and you have your two instructors with you, there's no really like getting out of that airplane without jumping out of that airplane.
That's right.
And that's a point of, hey, exposure therapy at its finest, I think.
And once you go out, you ain't coming back. Like, my guy, Dana, he literally told me, him and his partner, they were friends. And they taught me to skydive. They had a drop. And he goes, John, if you try to come back in the plane, I will kick you in the head till you're unconscious. And I go, why are you telling me this? And he goes, because you can't get in the plane. You're static line jumping. He goes, and if you were to try to get back in and your chute were to deploy, you'd kill everybody on the plane as it drug you through the fuselage. And he goes, so I tell you again, if you try to get back in, I'll kick you in the head until you go. I was like, that was the last thing he told me before he got in on the first jump.
Oh, I want to meet your instructor, John.
He's still a friend to this day. And it's really, but that was it. And then, you know, but that first moment you hang on a static and you're like, so you're telling me I should let go. And he's like, let go. You can see the, and I'm sure every single guy does it. He has to ask three times. Now? You're sure now? Like, what I'm hearing is you telling me to let go of the airplane now. And it's terrifying. But then as soon as you've let go, you're fine.
There's something about that, too, that I tell all of my students, every bit of the fear stays in the airplane. It stays there. The second you step out, that fear is gone.
No,
and you don't feel it again until you're on the ground.
So skydivefirstproject.org. This is something you work with for people, soldiers with PTSD, people with anxiety, people. What do you find that you work most with? Like, what is the most beneficial situation?
You know, that's a great question, because we opened it up initially to veterans and first responders, because they're the people in our society that get exposed to the most trauma blatantly. You know, we see the trauma that they see and the trauma that they suffer for. And I got a lot of friends and family that truly suffered in that environment, and I lost a lot of brothers because of the suffering that they went through. And that's what kicked this all off in the first place. But then we found, it's not just them suffering. The society that we live in today, this adventure therapy style has benefited thousands of people. And for the last 60 years, it's been being developed, but kind of pseudoscience. You know, it wasn't really studied that much or accepted. And with the technology we have today, it's studied immensely. And we're really finding out that it has benefits that we couldn't find in a pill or a pharmacy.
No, well, you call it, you know, our parents called it facing your fears, right? But we realize that as we do, it's a small step in an ability to handle anxiety and handle your fear of failure, your fear of death, your fear of being hurt, whatever it is you are, when you face it and you overcome it, each is one little bitty small step to becoming a stronger person when the bigger situation presents itself. And, I mean, that's it. That's how we all did it. I mean, when I was a little kid, I was afraid of grasshoppers. My grandfather... It'll sound crazy. Parents' Day would be like, why would you do that? He was over visiting from England. He had my brothers grab these giant Western Kansas grasshoppers and chuck them in a trash can. Then he took a handful of money and he threw it in there. And he goes, that money is all yours, but in 5 minutes, it's your brother's. And I stood there for 4.5 minutes until I wanted that money so bad because I knew I could go buy stuff with it. He picked me up by my ankles and he goes, is this what you want? I go, yeah. And he headfirsted me right in the trash can, and those grasshoppers are getting on me. They're in my hair. But I was never afraid of a grasshopper again after that. But it's as crazy as it sounds, that's where it started for me.
It is crazy. But those little wins, that was a little win that showed you, hey, in this moment, it's not hurting me. After this moment, I'm okay.
Yeah.
And those little wins add up.
They really do. Dude, that's why skydivefirstproject.org. Ryan, I think it's an incredible idea, and I'm so glad you're following through with it and you're making it bigger and better all the time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.